This is WCWP, Brookville. Public radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, now with City Pop, Midnight Rendezvous by Japanese jazz fusion supergroup Cassiopeia kicks off tonight's festivities. Midnight Rendezvous. FM and WCWP.org. Robin Ford with his compositional ode to Chicago blues musician Magic Sam on The Inside Story in 1979, an album that led to jazz fusion mainstay Yellow Jackets. Magic Sam's stage name, and that's the title of the song, Magic Sam, was devised by his bass player and childhood friend, Mac Thompson, during Sam's first recording session for Cobra Records. It was an inverted approximation of his real name, Sam Maggett, M-A-G-H-E-T-T, to replace the derivative Good Rocking Sam moniker he had been using. Guitar was Robin Ford's magic weapon on Magic Sam. Russell Ferrante played Rhodes piano and synthesizer, Jimmy Haslip on bass, and Ricky Lawson on drums and percussion. Russ and Jimmy return later with Yellow Jackets, and Jimmy returns once more with Scott Wilkie. But before Magic Sam, Dan Siegel took a gentleman's retreat, written and performed on his 1981 record, The Hot Shot. Dan played the same instruments as Russell Ferrante on A Gentleman's Retreat, Rhodes and synth, with Gary Hagberg on guitar, Rob Thomas on bass, and Gary Hobbs on drums. One of those Garys has an extra R in his name. Gary, jazz fusion supergroup Cassiopeia had the first song of the show, also from 79, Midnight Rendezvous, from their eponymous debut. That's an unintentional rhyme. I was introduced to the Japanese genre of city pop back in February via YouTube recommendations. The genre emerged in the 1970s, tied to Japan's economic boom and resulting leisure class. It was an amalgamation of various Western music genres, including jazz fusion. Cassiopeia, or rather Cassiopeia, was named after the differently spelled constellation Cassiopeia. They formed in 76, the same year a similarly young group, Pieces of a Dream, formed in Philadelphia. We'll hear them later, too. The only founding members left on Cassiopeia the album were guitarist Issei Noro, who wrote all the tracks, and bass player Tetsuo Sakurai. Aside from them, keyboardist Minoru Mukaya played Rhodes on Midnight Rendezvous. There was Rhodes on every song, but only Rhodes here. And Takashi Sasaki was on drums, plus tomato strings arranged by Hiroki Inui, giving the song a Dixie Dregs feel. City pop fell out of the Japanese mainstream in the 1990s, but has found a new international audience in the 2010s and beyond. I'm part of the Beyond class. You can thank blogs, album reissues in Japan, and the aforementioned YouTube for City Pop's international resurgence. Anyway, 1979 songs bookended this first set, and songs from 87 bookend the second set, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
If you're spending too much
Friday night starting at 7 here at WCWP. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
The second set makes up the second segment, and Pat Metheny Group go first with Last Train Home, making local stops. It's Instrumental Invasion, and that was a set bookended by 1987 songs. Yellow Jackets had the second 87 song, Out of Town. Track one on four corners. Will Kennedy's debut on drums following Ricky Lawson's departure. Tower of Power saxophonist Mark Russo filled the void left by guitarist Robin Ford in 83. Thus ends that inside story. Russell Ferrante and Jimmy Haslip were still with Yellowjackets, and Russ still is in 2023, and Russ and Jimmy were the writers of Out of Town. Russ played keyboards and synth brass, Jimmy still on bass. Will Kennedy supplemented his drums with percussion, and Mark Russo was on alto sax. The middle song of the set was from 1997, Mark Portman with No Truer Words, a title track and first track. Mark was the sole composer of said title track, and that's Mark with a K, not with a C like Russo. And player was Mark Portman of piano, keyboard, synth brass, and synth bass. Alan Hines was on guitars, Tony Morales on drums, and percussion by Steve Reed. Those last two were Mark's bandmates in the Rippingtons, Mark Portman. The 2000 version of them await us in hour two. We started the set on the other end of 87 with Pat Metheny Group and Pat's composition Last Train Home. Back from Out of Town, track three on Still Life Talking. Pat was on acoustic and electric guitars and guitar synthesizer, presumably where the sitar sound emanated. Lyle Mays was on piano and keyboards and sound effects, Steve Rodby on bass, Paul Wertico on drums, Armando Marsal on percussion, and vocals on Last Train Home's bridge by Mark with a K, Ledford, and David Blamires, backed by Armando. Pieces of a Dream, give it a go, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Every Monday night at 9 p.m.
WCWP.org. It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
It's go time for Pieces of a Dream, the Cassiopeia of the West. And that's the title. It's go time.
Hi, I'm WCWP alum John Zoni, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
John Zoni was preceded by John Favicchia with Pez from Dharma in 2001. I like the song more than the candy. Fav played drums on Pez, Frederick Lasfargis on keyboards, and Pez composer Matt Carden was on guitar, and synth or real bass. Before Pez, it was Pieces of a Dream's time. Their song was It's Go Time from No Assembly Required in 2004. To be fair, only two members of Pieces played on It's Go Time. Its writers, Eddie Backus Jr. and co-founder of Pieces of a Dream, James Lloyd. Eddie was accompanied on saxophones by Jeff Robbins with an I, not an E, and an S, while James played the rest. Piano, keyboards, definitely synth bass, and drum and percussion programming. Taking us into hour two, Maynard Ferguson and Big Bop Nouveau. Knee Deep in Rio.
WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station, serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Hour one ended Knee Deep in Rio by Maynard Ferguson and Big Bop Nouveau from Brass Attitude in 1998. Quoting Maynard in the liner notes, I love this Brazilian jazz chart by Tom Garling. That means Tom wrote and arranged Knee Deep in Rio and naturally was a featured soloist. His fellow featured soloists were Paul Thompson on electric and acoustic basses, Sal Giorgiani on tenor sax, and he backed Jr.'s main saxophone, Carl Fisher on trumpet, Fish was later part of John Favicchia's Dharma All-Stars and the Billy Joel Band, David Throckmorton on drums, I don't have a tidbit for him, and Maynard Ferguson himself on trumpet and flugelhorn. Returning to the liner notes, quote, the ending builds with interweaving lines and counterpoint that rise to a point where the band and I take it home. The rest of the band that took it home with Maynard were Ron Oswanski on keyboards, Chip McNeil on the other tenor sax, Matt Wallace on alto, and Carl Fisher's trumpet compatriots John Owens and Joey Tartell. Hour two begins with only one guy, Earl Clue, on solo acoustic guitar, covering On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever. That's David Benoit on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with, in his words, a subtle tribute to Herbie Hancock, Watermelon Man from Right Here, Right Now in 2003, right 20 years ago. Further in David's words, the tribute had strong Ramsey Lewis vibes as he was another influence. Herbie composed Watermelon Man as the first track on his first record, Taken Off, in 1962, and David's cover, Tribute, was the first track on Right Here, Right Now. David played piano and Wurlitzer, Tony Maiden from Rufus, and Pat Kelly were each on guitar, Kevin Axt on acoustic bass, Land Richards on drums, Rio de Janeiro native Paulinho da Costa handled percussion, Maynard Ferguson big band alumnus Nick Lane played trombone, and Rick Braun was on trumpet, party effects, and other fun stuff, in David's words. Before that, the Rippingtons with Life in the Tropics, north of Brazil, tonight's second title track from 2000, featuring Bob James on keyboards. Life in the Tropics writer and Rippingtons member Russ Freeman played guitar and additional keyboards with a Fly Like an Eagle phrase. Eric Marienthal was on alto sax, Kim Stone, a male Kim, on bass, Dave Hooper on drums, percussion by Ramon Islas, and Mark Binder with additional grooviness, Russ's words for what I assume meant programming. And the set began in 2005 with Earl Clue and No One Else covering a 1965 show tune, On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever. It appeared on Earl's solo acoustic guitar CD that year, 2005, Naked Guitar. He was dressed for the recording sessions. Burton Land wrote the music and Alan J. Lerner the lyrics and book for the Broadway musical On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever. And the You Can See Forever part is not in parentheses like it is for the song. Barbara Streisand sang a reprise of the theme tune at the end of the 1970 film adaptation. Next, on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, we go from one guitarist to three keyboardists and a bass player, electric bass. Stay tuned.
Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Andrew Ford is the bass player appearing on Piano Bar by the Three Keys, who are three keyboardists, like I said.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, heard every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Jeff Kroll. As we approach 11 p.m., Michael Broning had coffee in mind with his composition Lava Java from his February 3rd, 2023 debut release, Never Too Late. Mike, I'll call him that now, he doesn't mind being called that, was responsible for piano, keyboards, and drum programming, with Freddie Fox on guitars, Mel Brown on bass, Lester Estelle Jr. on real drums, and featured musician Lynn Roundtree on trumpet. before Broning Boogie by Richard Elliott from Authentic Life in 2021. Richard wrote Boogie with his bass player Nate Phillips, who also arranged Boogie and aided Ron Reinhart on keyboards on Boogie. Richard was just on tenor sax. Rick Braun tripled his brass output from David Benoit's Watermelon Man cover by playing trumpet, flugelhorn, and trombone, and arranging all horns on Boogie. Those were his horns. Richard's was tenor sax, and Dave Kaz on baritone sax. Eric Valentine played drums, Lenny Castro on percussion, and like Watermelon Man, there was a guitar duo, Jerry Johnson and Adam Hawley. We started the set with Gail Johnson, Bob Baldwin, and Phil Davis. They are the Three Keys, and Piano Bar was their song, befitting this late hour, on We Three Keys, which came out January 20th, 2 weeks before Never Too Late. Most songs on We Three Keys had synth bass by either of the three, but there was actual bass on Piano Bar by Andrew Ford, composed by him and Gail Johnson. Otherwise, Bob Baldwin was on Rhodes, Phil Davis on Yamaha SY-77 wind synth, and all three keys on piano, keyboards, and drum and percussion programming. Another three-person ensemble leads off tonight's last segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Next.
Join us on Thursday, April 27th at 3 p.m. for a Long Island Ducks season preview. Hear exclusive perspectives of what players and management have to say about their high expectations for this year. With Daniel Murphy and other Major League talent on the roster, there is so much to learn about one of our local favorite sports teams. Once again, that's a special Long Island Ducks season preview at 3 p.m. this Thursday, April 27th, right here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
WCWP. Perfect your writing skills.
That's Maine, STBoardGameCafe.com. It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here are Jazz Funk Soul with We Were There.
Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
We'll end on Ken's orchestral piece, but that was Scott Wilkie with a Joe Sample cover, Burning Up the Carnival, from Brazil, where Carnival is in 2019, which was recorded in Greater Los Angeles, like Knee Deep in Rio. Burning Up the Carnival originated on Joe's Voices in the Rain album in 1981, the year of Dan Siegel's The Hot Shot. Music was by Joe, lyrics by Will Jennings, vocals by Josie James. It ties into my City Pop discovery back in February, specifically February 21st, because the refrain was reminiscent of the one on the song that sent me down the rabbit hole in the first place, 4 AM by Taeko Onuki from her 1978 album Mignon, because she loves French media. 4 AM's refrain has the only English lyric sung by a choir. Lord, give me one more chance. Beyond that, the song seemed to draw influences from Bob James, heard earlier with the Rippingtons, and Grover Washington Jr., particularly the ending breakdown with a guitar soloist that I thought sounded like Eric Gale. I didn't know for sure because I went by the Discogs listing of the Mignon LP. Clicking on the CD listing confirmed it was Tsunehide Matsuki, not Eric. Sure sounded like him, though. Still, I highly recommend Caitlin Myers' YouTube channel, where she has adapted city pop songs like 4 AM into English. Yes. Oh yeah, Burning Up the Carnival. Scott Wilkie played piano and Rhodes piano on his cover. Ronnie Foster was on organ and maybe synth strings. Kleber George from Rio on acoustic guitar. Jimmy Haslip heard a third time tonight on electric bass. Jeff Olson on drums and percussion by Gibi Dos Santos from Bahia. Josie James herself might have vocalized a la Last Train Home, but the Brazil album credits are vague. Before Burning Up the Carnival, Jazz Funk Soul was there with We Were There from their eponymous 2014 debut. For the record, my talk-up alluded to You Are There, the CBS historical educational series hosted by Walter Cronkite. Running on radio from 1947, debuting as CBS's There, to 1953, and moving to TV until 57. Jazz Funk Soul was the trio of Jeff Lorber, Everett Harp, and Chuck Loeb. Paul Jackson Jr. took over after Chuck passed away in 2017. Their main instrument is guitar, saxophone for Everett, and keyboards for Jeff. Everett Harp was the writer of We Were There, might as well be I Was There, and he played tenor sax along with synth bass and any keyboards not played by Jeff Lorber. Chuck Loeb was on lead electric guitar, Ray Fuller on backing rhythm guitars, Gary Novak on drums, Lenny Castro in his second appearance tonight on percussion, Till Brenner on trumpet, and Mark Hollingsworth on flutes. Eons ago, I said Ken Navarro has our last song, an orchestral one. It's called Lucky, and it's on Music for Guitar and Orchestra in 2018. Ken wrote it for his The Meeting Place CD in 2007. He orchestrated this version and plays acoustic guitar. Jonathan Merrill conducts the orchestra, and Dan LaMaestra was the copyist and musician contractor. Guest musicians are Eric Marienthal on soprano sax after alto with the Rippingtons on Life in the Tropics, and Laurie Andrews on harp. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I'm very lucky to have a show each week and lucky to have listeners like you. I hope you enjoyed this one, which ends with the orchestral version of Lucky by Ken Navarro. Good night.